Hello, girls. Welcome to Ag Chat. It's a podcast brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture at UW-Madison. We are very excited to be kicking off the year here with our first episode of Ag Chat. We're really going to focus here on our experiences as freshmen and kind of help those freshmen incoming here that maybe want to be a part of AWA or just being a part of UW-Madison in general. If you guys want to go around the table here and say your name, your grade, and your role, I'll start here. I'm Anna, obviously today's host. I am a senior here at UW-Madison, and I am the communications coordinator here for AWA.
Hi, everyone. My name is Natalie. I'm a junior, and this year I am a member at AWA, third year, but last year I was the Sentinel.
My name is Faith. I'm going to be a sophomore, and it is going to be my second year in AWA.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sophie. I'll be a junior this year. This will be my second full year as an AWA member, and this year I am the fundraising coordinator.
All right. So the first question I have for you guys, kind of your first year here at UW-Madison, what did your living style look like? Were you in the dorms? Did you start off right away in AWA? Or did you live somewhere else, like an apartment?
My freshman year, I lived in an apartment with one other roommate.
I lived in the dorms my freshman year in DeJope on the Lakeshore side.
My freshman year, I lived in Aug in the southeast neighborhood of UW-Madison.
All right. Yeah, I'm a little bit different from you guys here. I started at Babcock House, so still kind of that communal living like AWA was, but just across the street over there. How did you guys have for your roommate experience, just both that first year and the last few years that you've had? I know my roommate experiences have been kind of all over the board, but what did you guys kind of have for yours?
My freshman year, my one roommate, it was not a great experience, and I feel like it's not really college if you don't have a bad freshman roommate experience. So if you're having not a good experience, it's not that big of a deal. Everybody kind of goes through it. But now I live alone, so I really didn't recover from that bad roommate experience.
I was in a triple, so I had two other roommates my freshman year, and one I really liked. We are besties now, and the other one I got along with, but we are no longer besties.
My freshman year, I was in a double dorm room with two other roommates, so there were three of us in a double room. Not ideal. My roommate situation, both my freshman year and my sophomore year, it was iffy. We had a lot of differences. We were able to get along, which is what's important in college when you have a difficult roommate situation. But I would say to anyone coming in or to anyone looking for new roommates, it's really important to make sure that you have a lot of things in common and that you can see a friendship lasting with them beyond living with each other.
Yeah, I agree with that. My freshman year definitely taught me what I liked in having a roommate, what I didn't like having in a roommate. So I was kind of able to go off of that, like, okay, maybe next year I'm going to have someone that's a little bit cleaner. Or like in my case, I didn't want to live at Babcock House anymore, so I currently live here in an apartment, and I really like that a lot better, where I'm, you know, kind of all on my own. I do my thing, but I also have roommates that I get along with really well. So that's the big experience you learn with having a roommate, is you really learn quickly what you like and what you don't like, and you can make that your own experience for the rest of those years you have here. Kind of working off of that, what was your biggest surprise that you guys had your freshman year? Maybe not with roommates, maybe just in general. What did you guys not expect coming here to UW-Madison?
I would say a surprise I had, I'll leave two surprises. One in the roommate situation, how difficult it can be sometimes to just judge a person based off, you know, kind of Facebook groups trying to read off, oh, this person, you know, people lie. My suggestion is when you're looking for a roommate, be very honest with what you're doing, because, you know, I feel like every person says, oh, I'm clean and organized, but if you're truly not, just be honest, because some people can handle that and other people cannot. So I would say a surprise, yeah, just it can be difficult with roommate situations. And a surprise just about UW-Madison was how much of a community, a small community, you can build within the campus. Everyone gets so worked up about how big of a campus UW-Madison is and how many students are here. And like when I was in high school, my guidance counselor was like, this school is too big for you. Like you shouldn't go here because you won't succeed. It's too big of a school coming from a high school class of 25-ish. But you can really easily build small communities, and I really appreciated that. So
I think I was really surprised about how different professors are versus your high school teachers. They are a lot nicer, I thought. And even though you're in like a classroom with like 400 other people, sometimes they're still super nice, most of them, and they're a lot more laid back. So that was surprising.
One thing I thought was surprising specifically to UW-Madison was how accessible the city is. So there's a ton of bus routes. You can walk to a lot of places. There are bikes. It's just a really pedestrian-friendly city. So I was really pleased with how simply I could get to different places without a car.
Well, like going along with the surprising community thing that I said, like AWA is a great example of a place to find a small community on campus. It's not a small student org by any means. I mean, we have upwards of 60 girls in the organization, but I would say I know just about everyone in AWA, and I would call every single one a friend. So to me, that was a great starting place to find a smaller community of people that, you know, are like-minded. And it was really easy for me to find a home freshman year and kind of find a group of people that really became great friends and were a nice small community.
I definitely agree with that, Natalie. I came in as well, how you had the idea, like, oh, these teachers and our, everyone's kind of telling us how overwhelming this area is going to be and like what not to expect or what to expect. And I really did not expect to be able to find such a great community of people interested in ag and just passionate about some of the clubs that we're in, whether it's AWA or Badger Dairy Club or Collegiate Farm Bureau. A lot of those people intermix and you really find great friends through all of that. And that's actually how I found my roommates both last year and this year, through some of those clubs. So it's nice to have those connections and not maybe expect them, but have them still come up and really appreciate what they bring you. So moving kind of off of your biggest surprise, what is a really big letdown that you had your freshman year? I know personally, chemistry. I even said you had letdown. I was not expecting to have to take so much of it, and wow, am I bad at chemistry. What do you guys kind of have for something that you did not expect and you did not like it?
Yeah, I would have to go. It's not necessarily a letdown for me, but it was disappointing of how much harder college is compared to high school. Because for me in high school, I never had to study, you know, could look at a review sheet once and then go take a test and like get an A. It was very easy for me in high school to do kind of the academic side of things. And coming here, I think going into freshman year, like I knew I was going to have to, you know, study a little more. Like it's college, and you know, UW-Madison is obviously a hard school academically as well. But I really underestimated how much I was going to have to study and how much work I was going to have to put into, especially those like STEM classes that were really challenging me.
Yeah, I would say the biggest letdown or the biggest reality check that I had coming into college was how full my schedule would actually be, especially being involved in a handful of organizations and taking on a leadership role. I have my calendar booked out for months at a time, and it can be really overwhelming and stressful, which coming to college, I was expecting to have a little bit more free time.
Yeah, going along with like the full schedule, time moves super fast here. Whether that's like your whole semester goes by with the, like, your whole semester goes by really fast, or if you're just like at the library for a couple hours and then you get like nothing done. So time moves by really fast.
Yeah, I definitely waste some time in the library when I really should be studying. What do you guys have as like a recommendation for those incoming freshmen here? I know I really should have come into college with a lot more of an open mind. I came in thinking like, oh, I'm going to be involved in these ag classes and this is all that I'm going to do. And maybe I wasn't super interested in being involved in clubs. And I really do wish I would have started earlier in some clubs, like with AWA. What's something that you guys would maybe recommend to an incoming freshman for their first year here?
I would recommend your first group of friends you make does not have to be the last group of friends you make. Especially if you like live in the dorms or an apartment, you're going to meet people all year round. And there's lots of people on the campus, so don't settle for friends.
Yeah, I would say my advice is to make a strong social start for yourself, whether that's, like Anna said, going to all of these club meetings, even if you're going alone. I personally didn't join AWA the fall of my freshman year, and I didn't join Badger Dairy Club until I was a sophomore. And those are some of the biggest regrets I have coming into college. And that doesn't mean going out and partying every night. It just means really putting yourself out there, being uncomfortable, and just trying to make as many friends as you can and as many connections to help you along your way.
Yeah, a piece of advice I got when I was coming in my freshman year was, like, the first month you're here, don't go home. Like, the first month or 2 months you're here, do not go home. It's really hard, I know. And you get really homesick, but settle for a FaceTime call with your parents to see your dog or something. It helps out enough. And just do not go home and say yes to anything that is presented to you, whether someone down your dorm hall is like, do you want to go try this restaurant? Say yes. Do you want to go to this club meeting? Say yes. Do anything spontaneous. Do anything to push you outside your comfort zone, because college is really when you grow, when you push yourself. So doing those two things will really help you jumpstart your college career and get you off to a good start and being comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. I have the great opportunity of having a sister currently as a freshman. So I kind of got to pre-try these questions with her and kind of see what she was interested in, and also try and give her some of my, you know, vast knowledge I had and all this wisdom I have, you know, being an old senior here. But that's one thing I'm really trying to get her used to, is that concept of going out and doing stuff that you don't always want to do, because I spend a lot of those times thinking, like, oh, it's so late, I don't want to go do that, or, oh, I got this, like, big lab tomorrow, I don't want to, like, stay up and do stuff. And, like, those times that I maybe stayed up a little bit later than I wanted to are those times that I really value it the most and that I have the best experiences. So, like Sophie said, it's not going out and partying every night, but sometimes it's staying up and playing card games with your friends. And that's a connection that you might not have the opportunity to make in the future again. So definitely being comfortable with being uncomfortable is what I love to say. Kind of piggybacking off of that recommendation, what would you guys do differently if you could start school completely over from square one? Kind of what I said before, the chemistry, I would probably try a little bit harder in my classes here. What would you guys redo if you could?
I guess something I would do a little bit differently if I had to, you know, start college over again, is I wouldn't try to be who I was in high school. You come into college thinking that who you were in high school is who you have to be going forward. But you look back and realize that a lot of who you were in high school was social pressure and who you were friends with. But when you come to college, you can be anyone you want. You can be friends with anybody that you want, and nothing is cool and nothing is lame. So if I had to start over, I would be a little bit more confident in trying new things and really figuring out who I wanted to be here.
Yeah, I would really agree with that, because my freshman year, I stayed in an apartment. I didn't stay in any of the dorms, and I actually roomed with someone from my high school. And for me, I wish I would have pushed myself to be more uncomfortable, and even if I didn't stay in the dorms, to, you know, find a living situation that was with some other people and just get a new experience. Because coming in, I was definitely scared, and I definitely wanted to choose the safe route. So for me, that was someone from my high school. And we weren't really the same. We didn't really have any of the same, you know, common interests, living habits, anything like that. So it just really wasn't a good fit for either of us. So I really wish I would have pushed myself to try something different right out of the gate in college and meet new people right away.
Yeah, I think try more random things, like random clubs or like intramural sports that you probably have never played before or don't think you're going to like. And taking like random classes, like, yes, get the classes you need in for your major, but you'll probably have some extra room. So take some exploratory classes.
Yeah. These questions kind of made me think to myself, what's one thing that I'm so glad I did freshman year, that decision I made before school. And personally for me, that was Babcock. Being somewhere where I'm not in a dorm, not that I don't think dorms are awesome. I think people really discover a lot of new friends with a lot of new interests, and I think that's great. But I love Babcock because I had people with common interests, and that's actually where I met my husband, Josh. He was also a dairy science major, and we had a lot of friends in the house that were also interested in that stuff, and it was awesome to have those connections. And, you know, he's a little bit older. When he left, I was able to make those connections again at AWA. And like I said, that's where I found my roommates, Sophie here and Nicole. I love them to death. We have such common interests, and we can really relate on stuff. And that's one thing I'm so glad I did freshman year. So do you guys have anything that you look back on and you're like, man, I'm so happy I did that?
I am really, really glad that I was able, even though I was living in an apartment and I was really worried about, you know, not getting the dorm experience, not getting that really good freshman experience. And I truly am really glad that I pushed myself to go find people that were, you know, same major as me as a dairy science major. There's not a lot of us, but I'm really glad I took the time to go find some people in CALS and in the ag side of UW-Madison. And for me, that was joining AWA, joining Badger Dairy Club, joining Collegiate Farm Bureau, really pushing myself to get out there into all those ag clubs, because that's what really opened the door for me to make my tight-knit friend group, to make my small little community of ag majors. And now I would say that I know a lot of them. It's super easy going to all the different ag classes because I know someone in there. And it's been a really great place to make connections, friends, all of that.
I guess one thing I'm really proud of myself looking back on doing is cold calling for things that you want. Being a freshman, you know, you think you're at the bottom of, you know, everyone that's your peer. But, you know, cold calling for jobs and cold calling just to talk to professors and get opportunities and go on different experiences. Everything that I value in terms of my professional and academic journey here at UW-Madison, I owe to just cold calling someone or emailing them and asking and advocating for myself. So that's something, you know, looking back on, I'm really happy and proud that I was able to do. So any freshman out there, don't be afraid to cold call, because that's where you're going to get all of your opportunities.
That is so true. And another recommendation for all your classes, especially the ones that you know are going to challenge you, go to your TA's office hours, go to your professor's office hours, make a connection with them. Because if you're in a class of 400 people, it is really easy to get lost in the crowd, and it's not your professor's job to notice every single one of you and really make sure every single one of you are on the right track. Because some people will fail a class, and that's just the way the curve lies or something like that. So if you make the effort to meet your professor, put a face to your Canvas name and profile, it'll be a lot easier in the long run to learn in that class, since you have a personal connection. That professor could write you a letter of recommendation for an internship you want next summer. If you get stuck, they'll be more willing to help you. Or if you need to miss class, they'll be more willing to, you know, not take off points for participation or something. There's just little perks like that that you get from making one-on-one connections with all of your teachers.
Yeah, that'll go back to another piece of advice that I have for incoming students, is do not be a passive student in the back of the class. If you really want to get letters of rec and opportunities from faculty members and professors, you know, like Natalie said, go the extra mile to talk to them and to network with people, because you never know the next time they're going to think of you when they need a student for an opportunity or a job.
Work off your selfie. We're talking about favorite classes here. Unfortunately, the students here now coming in will not have the experience of the amazing Ted Hallbach. I thankfully did have that experience, and his dairy herd management classes were awesome. And if I'm going to learn anything from a class, that is the class I took the most away from. I just this past summer actually worked here with Bates family, doing tours, and the knowledge I got from his class, I was able to take on those tours and speak to thousands of people and educate them about dairy farms and, you know, the process of working with farms. And I so greatly appreciated that class, and I wish everyone could take something similar to that for their field that just kind of has that overview umbrella and teaches you everything. Don't let me jabber too long, though. What do you guys have for experiences with classes here?
My favorite class was Agricultural and Applied Economics 215. Really? I love that one.
Sorry. Whoa, I did not.
Dude, what would you have?
AAE 215 with Tessa is beautiful. She's a wonderful teacher, and she makes that class. That's why you liked it, because it was fantastic with her.
I also had the COVID version, so virtual.
Yeah, I really liked Tessa. By like the second day, she knew all of our names, and there was like 40 of us. She was super nice, and even if like you're not an economics major, I recommend taking it with her, just the introduction. It's really like eye-opening how like the world works with like supply and demand, which I didn't know anything about, and now it's my major. So I recommend taking that one with Tessa, I guess, specifically.
I guess my favorite class is the good old ANSI 101. You just get such a broad overview of all the different animal science disciplines, and I always thought the labs were super fun and the TAs were great. They were a hoot and a half. So far, that is my all-time favorite.
Oh, geez. I don't know if I can pick a favorite out of all the classes. I mean, okay, I'm a double major with life sciences communication. I would say one of my favorite classes has come out of that major, LSC 212. LSC 212 is definitely one of my favorites just because you learn so much about scientific writing, and I took it with Madeline Fisher, and she's also my LSC mentor/advisor, my LSC mentor. I don't know. They assign you a professor when you get here into your major, and you get to like meet with them, and they help guide you along the way throughout your major and career paths and stuff. But she was a phenomenal professor and really made that class for me. She's very knowledgeable. She even teaches graduate courses and stuff like that. But that was really good for me to kind of push me out of my typical like essay writing format, because I feel like everyone comes to college with the standard 5-paragraph essay, sometimes 6 if you like to add a bubble in there sometimes. But she really pushed us to kind of create our own essay format, and I really enjoyed that. I probably don't need to go this in depth either, but moral of the story, a good professor can make a good class a great class. And so really try it. And it comes back to those connections, you know, because you go to your office hours and you talk to them, you'll just connect more with them, and you'll really get to see why they love teaching the class.
I definitely agree that a great teacher will make or break a class, because I had a lot of classes that were kind of on that chemistry stream. But the professors I had were rock stars, and they cared about what they were teaching, and that made you like it so much more. Heather White is our advisor here with AWA, and she is also awesome what she does, because she just loves what she does. And it's great to see teachers that love what they do, teach that to people, and they care about them learning. I feel like everyone mentions it. How has COVID kind of altered your guys' experience? As a senior here, my entire first year was online, and that really kind of put a damper on my social experiences and my class experiences. So how did that kind of influence your transition even into college, or just like your years of college here?
For me, I never had any, it was my senior year, end of junior year, beginning of most of senior year. For me, that was really impacted. And it really, since most of that, like applications and stuff were online, that wasn't too impacted for me. Really, I wanted to do another tour of UW-Madison senior year and wasn't able to do that. Thankfully, I got to come and really do a good tour before COVID happened. So that was really great for me, but I definitely wanted to come check it out again and wasn't able to. I would say the biggest thing that impacted me was all of orientations were online. So instead of getting to come to the campus, kind of really check it out for the first time as a student, I like sat on Zoom call and just listened to this one girl talk for a long time, and then you're required to do like a one-on-one with another student. And so it was just me and this poor girl. And she's like, so do you have any like questions about comedy? And I was like, no. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, no. Can I go? It was really awkward that sense, and it kind of put a damper like on your kickoff to college, because you know, orientation's when everything's starting to get really real. And for me, that was sitting in that bedroom, listening to people on my computer say welcome to school. So that kind of sucked, but other than that, I haven't been too affected.
How about you guys? What was your COVID experience here or there, I guess, college and high school?
Yeah, I came in the same year as Natalie. So, you know, I was able to have all of my college classes in person, of course, with the mask mandate for the first year. But I will say, my school, my high school specifically in Dane County, we did not really go back to school at all. So it had been a solid year and a half since being in a in-person classroom. And of course, coming back, my first in-class is going to be a 500 person general chemistry lecture. So it was kind of a sharp adjustment there, just because I hadn't really been back to a school setting since COVID first, you know, became a pandemic. So that was just kind of where my adjustment curve was.
Thankfully, I had all my COVID while I was like sophomore, junior in high school. So my actual college hasn't been affected too much. You can kind of, there's still some like small like remaining things. Like when I had my chemistry class last year and the professor was like, oh, like this you learned in your high school chemistry class. But then I had my chemistry class online, pass or fail. So like I didn't really learn that part. But other than that, my actual college hasn't been affected too bad.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about it that the way the education kind of influenced you in high school and coming here and kind of like what you had or didn't have.
Also, the ACT scores, like they weren't paying attention to. So that was really nice knowing that ahead of time. And I still don't think they're looking at them.
I think they completely changed that, where ACT is not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, it's really nice having so many online versions of classes now after COVID. Yes. Because the professors have already recorded the lectures and have that platform set up. So it has been nice during the school year to kind of take an online asynchronous course. It just kind of frees up some room in your schedule. So I've appreciated that, if nothing else.
So this one might have kind of already been addressed earlier, talking about like what your teachers kind of told you about Madison. But do you guys have a misconception about UW-Madison that you had coming in that definitely didn't follow through?
A misconception is like, yes, the classes are ginormous for some of them. But then also you have like your discussions, that's like a regular high school class size. And then some of like the smaller classes specifically for your major are a lot smaller. So then you get to know people that way.
Yeah, I would, going back to what I said previously, like my guidance counselors in high school like literally told me, oh, do not go to UW-Madison because it'll be too big for you. I was like, but I don't really think it will. Like they were very helpful to me anyway, so I was like, you know, whatever. So, and yes, like, as you would say, general chemistry, 500-person lecture, yes, that's intimidating. You sit down and you're like, everyone in here has to take the same test as me at some point at the same time, like, what? But that's really the extent of it, and I feel like the professors are very good about, you know, making sure everyone can hear them, giving you work time. And yeah, it might feel a little bit scary to ask a question in front of 500 people. But that's where, you know, if you're not really comfortable doing that, you know, using those office hours, using your discussions, that's really the time where you should be really digging into the material and seeing if you have questions and getting them answered at some point and not letting them go unanswered, because that's when you really start to chug downhill, especially in those big classes. But it's not that scary. In a bit, it seems like you go into all lecture halls and you're like, these are so huge. But once you get in there, I think you can kind of feel that everyone is just as terrified as you are. So it's not that big of a deal. And, you know, I got on the microphone in Gen Chem, you know, when they were asking everybody, you know, how do you solve this problem? I did it. And actually, yes, that was terrifying. But it's not too bad. So I definitely agree that it's a big campus, but you can make it as small as you want.
I think AWA does an amazing job of that. A lot of the sisters we have here in the club are in similar classes as you. So it's nice to have a girl to go to. Like the dairy science classes I have in particular, I am never taking the class alone. I've always got a sister in the group or someone that I've recognized from another class. It's nice to have someone to go to the library with that maybe knows a little bit more than you do and can help you on stuff. Because shout out to Melissa. She really, really helped me last semester with a lot of my classes because she is a smart cookie, and that's nice that I have that connection through AWA that I can go to her and I feel comfortable. Like, hey, you know what's going on here. Can you maybe give me a hand here? And I absolutely, a lot of these girls are definitely willing to do that. Have a buddy to study with or someone to sit next to in class or just another face to recognize in the sea of people.
Oh, yes, definitely. I think the cool thing about AWA is that we do have so many different majors that are all related to agriculture. So even though there's, you know, a lot of different classes that people take, there's a lot of overlap. And then we also have non-agricultural majors too. So you do really get a whole range of expertise and personalities and majors and professional and industry connections through AWA. And of course, you have everyone from freshman to senior. So there's a huge mentorship aspect to AWA as well.
We'll kind of wrap this up here. Do you guys have a favorite school tradition that we do here?
I honestly just think like the sports, like across the board, like football games are very popular for, you know, big masses of crowds, huge student section, really hyped up. But even at like basketball games, women's hockey games, like volleyball games, we have really strong sports at our school, and it's super easy. If you not even watch sports, like I rarely get into football besides coming to school here, but it's so easy to just get really involved right away and just feel like you belong in the student section.
My favorite is varsity at the sports games because like all the students know the words, but also majority of the other fans know the words too because they're alumni, and it's just my favorite thing when we sing it.
Yeah, I would say anything to do with a football Saturday is just top notch. You'll never see that kind of school spirit. It's just a great place to be in, a great atmosphere to be a part of.
Yeah, the university as a whole, you know, we've mentioned this already. It's a big place to be, but it feels like home. Seeing everyone walk around campus, getting to see some of my sisters here tonight, it just feels like the place you want to be. And that's, you know, whether you're at games or seeing varsity or just walking around campus, it's such a comfortable place to be. And I love the traditions that kind of bring that all together. We'll do two more questions. Sorry, I want to bring it back to AWA a little bit here. What is your favorite thing that AWA has brought you by joining the group, joining this club here on campus? Personally, like I've already mentioned, just the sisters that we have with it. Like I said, I've got these amazing roommates, got these awesome classmates, and even these girls sitting here at the table that are willing to do this for me. It's a great place to be, and I love the socialness that it brings and the things that we're able to do with that. What do you guys really love here about AWA?
I like the connections, but like specifically for your classes. So you know people in your classes, and you can work together and study together.
I really like that it's, yes, it's like a student organization and we focus on professional development and career connections, but also to me, it's really a family. It was so nice coming to, you know, such a big campus from such a small high school and being able to find a group of people who all are just as driven as me, want to work hard, want to advance themselves, but also are just really great friends. And, I'm just really grateful that I was able to find my close-knit group of friends. One giant closet, you know. but it's just a really great group of girls that I think is a really tight-knit community. I've always said that so many times, but they really make a big campus feel like home.
Yeah, I'm just very thankful for, again, all of like we've mentioned, all of the sisters, all of the professional connections that we have with alumni in the community. But most importantly, I think I'm just really thankful that everybody who's in the organization really wants to work hard for what we stand for. We have a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, and we're friends outside of the organization, but we do really work hard to improve the greater agricultural community, and we all are very driven, thoughtful, and caring individuals. So I couldn't have asked for a better group to be in the org.
That's a great way to put it, Sophie. I love this group. Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here tonight. But anyways, we'll wrap up with this final question, kind of fun one. Do you guys have a favorite hidden gem here on campus? One that people don't always visit. I like QQ's personally. They've got some pretty cheap Chinese food in a sketchy little basement.
I mean, I don't think it's hidden, but it sure is a gem. I love the Quick Trip.
Yes.
That is just south of Camp Randall. I go there almost daily. I am a rewards member, so don't worry there. But I just, anything and everything I need, I'm heading to the Quick Trip.
Absolutely.
A hidden gem. I would say, okay, on the Lakeshore side of campus, since most of the ag majors, usually have their classes more on Cal's campus, in the microbiology building, what is it called? The micro?
Oh, the microsome, microbial. Microsome Cafe.
Oh, yes. The little cafe on the second floor of that building.
Yes.
Fantastic. Like, in between classes, I'll go get a coffee, and then they have this ginormous wall of windows that just lets in so much yes. light, and they have just wonderful little tables. I sit there for like 4 hours every single day in between my classes, do all my homework, get everything done, have a little coffee, have a little break, call my mom. Fantastic.
And
last piece of advice, do not forget to call your mom, please.
Thank you. Oh, so sweet of a special shout out.
I love you, Mom.
Hopefully you're listening and you listen through this to just wait it out. Yeah. We love you, Mom.
Just remember, your parents miss you.
They really do. My dad misses having someone feeding the calves, so.
Okay. I'm so sorry to get that off track, but the parents need recognition.
Yes.
Anyway, a little hidden gem on campus is that cafe. So if you just need a place, quick bite, place to rest, and do some homework quick in between classes, highly recommend.
My hidden gem, well, now I have two because Natalie's still mine, but it's okay. No, it wasn't the cafe. It was like that study spot on the second floor, because on the weekends that building's open.
Oh,
I don't know why it is, but it is. Yeah, you just go up and it's super quiet. So that's my study spot across the library. And also, it's pretty common, but I like walking like the other way on the Lakeshore path, more towards Picnic Point. It's less busy and it's really pretty. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I do really appreciate the Lakeshore path.
Oh, yes.
Fall time, that's so nice.
It's beautiful.
So any of those incoming freshmen that are looking to possibly join AWA or kind of learn what the club is about, we do have our first meeting here, September 11th. But before we sign off here, I am Anna.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Faith.
I'm Sophie.
And this is the AWA podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture. If you would like to learn more about us, visit us on our Facebook and our Instagram at the Association of Women in Agriculture at UW-Madison. Make sure you tune in next month for our next episode here of Ag Chat. But thank you for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.
Have a good semester, everyone.
Good luck.